global news, Southern Europe swelters as heatwave spreads. Good evening, I'm Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Ministry of Energy has announced that President Hakainde Hichilema will officially commission the 100 megawatt Chisamba solar power plant tomorrow, Monday, 30th June 2025 in Central Province. According to a statement issued by Energy Minister Makoza Chikote, the commissioning of the solar facility represents a major milestone in Zambia's drive to diversify its energy mix and transition to clean, sustainable and reliable power sources. Mr. Chikote says this event marks a significant step forward in Zambia's national energy agenda and reflects the government's unwavering commitment to promoting renewable energy and enhancing energy security for all Zambians. He says the Chisamba solar plant is expected to play a vital role in boosting electricity supply, supporting economic development and reducing the country's reliance on traditional hydroelectric sources. The Energy has described the upcoming commissioning as a historic occasion that will positively transform Zambia's energy landscape for generations to come. A 13-year-old girl of East Rice compound of Chama District, Eastern Province, has allegedly been defiled by Jackson Chavinga of unknown age. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the matter was reported to Chipata Central Police Station by the victim's grandmother, aged 55, of East Rice Compound, Chama District, on behalf of her granddaughter, a female juvenile aged 13 years old, and a grade 7 pupil. Mr. Mwemba says that the incident happened at around 17 hours when the victim and her friend were coming from school and reached an abandoned house where they met the suspect, Jackson Chavinga, and his friend Joseph Piri, who happens to be their neighbors. He explains that in the process, Jackson Chavinga grabbed the victim by her hand and started pulling her into the abandoned house, leaving his friend Joseph Piri on the footpath checking for passers-by. Mr. Mwemba says after successfully getting the victim inside the abandoned house, the suspect managed to have canon knowledge of the victim. The police commissioner says acting on the matter, a police medical report form was issued and docket of case opened. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, yesterday recorded an incident of a fire at house number 2615 Musokowe Road, New Kasama, near community house where President Hakainde Hichilema resides. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the council's emergency response unit was alerted at 1502 hours about the incident and responded promptly, arriving at the scene at 1509 hours and immediately managed to extinguish the fire, which was located on the grass-thatched roof of a structural building. Ms. Mwamba says the property involved belongs to a retired politician identified as Mr. Njekwa Anamela. She explains that the cause and origin of the fire were burning coals from a burning bush inside the eastern side of the neighboring property, which were lifted by wind action and ignited the grass-thatched roof on the studio structure. Ms. Mwamba says the cause of the fire is ruled as accidental, with no foul play suspected, while the value of damage caused is yet to be determined.
The emergency response team responded promptly, arriving at the scene at 1509 hours and immediately managing to extinguish the fire, which was located on the grass thatched roof of a structure building previously used as a music studio called Leopard's Hill Arts Academy. The property involved belongs to a retired politician identified as Mr. Njekwa Anamela. The cause and origin of the fire were the burning flying embers from the burning bush inside the eastern side of the neighboring property. The embers were lifted by wind action and ignited the grass thatch roof of the studio structure.
Various expired beverages worth over 1,100 kwacha have been confiscated from various retail shops in the Kawambwa Central Business District of Luapula Province. This follows a routine but impromptu inspection carried out by the Public Health Department of Kawambwa Town Council in collaboration with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC. Kawambwa Town Council Public Relations Officer Joel Kashi explains that the joint operation was conducted as part of an ongoing campaign to safeguard public health and consumer rights and uncovered numerous beverages being sold well past their expiration dates. Mr. Kashi says the confiscated products were not fit for human consumption and posed a serious health risk to the public and were in contravention of the Food Safety Act No. 7 of 2019, which strictly prohibits the sale, distribution or display of expired or contaminated food products. He has warned that the operation serves as a caution to all business owners dealing in consumable goods, as the local authority will not hesitate to take legal action against those who flaunt the law, putting profits ahead of public safety.
So amongst the items confiscated include bottles of Fanta, that is 600 mils. Then we have Ufresh drink, a case of Chibuku, Pepsi Cola, Fruit Shoot, Cream Bill Milk My Hill, and Just Drink. All valued at 1,124 kwacha. So the inspection is part of the broader strategy by the local authority to improve compliance with the food safety standards by these shop owners. As a local authority, we are worried and we are sad at the same time looking at the number of business owners that are still exposing our consumers to contaminated food.
Kitwe Mayor Mpasa Mwaya has urged residents to prioritize their health and well-being by adopting active lifestyles, particularly through participating in fitness activities like the Kitwe Marathon and the Mukua Fitness Squad, which attracted over 1,500 runners. Speaking when she officiated at the event held in Kitwe today, Ms. Mwaya said by prioritizing health and adopting active lifestyles, citizens can reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases, promote mental well-being, and foster a sense of community in the city. Ms. Mwaya emphasized on the benefits of regular physical activity and community engagement through events such as the Kitwe Marathon, further underscoring the spirit of health lifestyles, as she noted the high turnout in this year's event.
Distinguished guests, the marathon embodies the resilience and determination of our people. As your mayor, I am committed to creating an environment that promotes active lifestyle and community engagement. This event showcases our city's beauty and potential. I urge everyone to keep embracing the spirit of sportsmanship and respect for fellow runners. I wish at this point to thank our organizers, our sponsors, volunteers for their tireless effort in making this event possible. Your contribution will have a lasting impact on the community's well-being.
Speaking earlier, Kitwe Marathon Chairperson Christopher Nsenje pointed out that participating in events such as the Kitwe Marathon contributes significantly to fighting non-communicable diseases that are on the rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this marathon is more than just a race. It is a symbol of reliance, discipline, and community. In a time where non-communicable diseases continue to rise and social divides grow wider, events like this bring people together and a common goal, to move, to connect, and to thrive.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
Your name just got called, but where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you? For just 5 minutes to call us back, you could win a share of 226,841 kwacha.
Win 3,000 kwacha from Monday to Thursday, and on Fridays, the two winners each take home 3,451 kwacha.
Buy any Sys General Insurance product. WhatsApp your receipts to 0978-895-895 and tune in daily. The moment can come.